大家好 ，Happy Monday！ 我是 Jenny， 欢迎您又一次收听由开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, it's Adam, and might I just say your hair looks great?
你在讲自己吗
？No. Everybody's hair looks wonderful today.
I've always thought that you're really good at styling your hair. 你很会弄头发。
Well, necessity is the mother of invention, as we like to say, and my hair is really, really annoying.
Unruly, 是吧
？Unruly, yes.
所以 Adam 今天是非常兴奋，我们可以讲讲这个话题，讲讲这个在中国，其实它现在在全球都很火爆的一个产品，就是戴森的卷发棒。
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. The Dyson...
What do you call this thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. Anyway, we are going to investigate this today.
好的，那我们今天节目呢，除了有音频的节目，还有相关的文字配套推送，能够帮你更好的掌握、理解、学习我们所说的东西。所以大家可以到我们的微信公众号"开言英语"关注我们啊，就可以拿到今天推送和往期所有的推送。开放的开，语言的言。好，那讲到戴森啊，它的这个英语品牌名，我觉得不是很难。念，因为和中文很像。
嗯 ，Dyson。
Dyson。Dyson。
Right.
那说到戴森呢 ，it's famous for 它的这种黑科技，从 vacuum cleaner 吸尘器到那 hair dryer 电吹风，到现在这个黑科技，英文怎么说
？Well, it's not black technology. Yeah, I mean, we don't really have a very literal translation for this. I guess Dyson products are pretty.Unconventional?
Oh yeah, that's an excellent word. Unconventional 就是不循规蹈矩的、是吧它的 design 啊还有 the way it works usually is very different from conventional products.
Right, conventional just means ordinary, sometimes kind of boring.
对所有的东西都那个样啊 but Dyson is definitely unconventional.
Right.、
说到黑科技我觉得英文还有个词叫 gadgets.
Oh yeah.
Gadgets 是 tech products, and they're usually pretty small.
Yeah, they're small.
但通常它也是有点像黑科技这样，就很新奇的 right?、Very innovative 的这种 gadgets、好，那这次戴森的这个卷发棒，其实卷发棒英语里面有一个更加 general 的一个通用的说法。And I know this very well, 因为我每天都用卷发棒。It's a...
What do you use?
Curling iron.
A curling iron. Never used one.
你不需要啊，男生怎么用
那么短头发？No, I knew a lot of guys that use them, for sure.
比如?
You don't know them. One guy's name's Nigel.
Okay, can I borrow his?
Can I borrow? No, I mean, a lot of like, famous people do as well, right? Because having curly hair is this idea of like, a beautiful Greek god.
头发长一点的男生啊。讲到那个 curling iron, 这个 curling 就是卷的意思嘛。
Right.
To curl.
To curl. Curl your hair. She's curling her hair.
Or she's got curly hair.
Yes, yes. If her hair is naturally curly, we would say, she has curly hair.
但这个我觉得发音还蛮难的。C-U-R-L.
Curly. Curly.
Or curly. Curl.
Yeah, curl is pretty tough.
Or curling.
Curling iron to curl your hair. I mean, it's kind of neat because in order to actually pronounce the word, you have to curl your tongue. So it gets very sort of like meta.
对就是要卷舌才能发卷这个词。
Right, curl.
对然后 iron 就是 I guess it's made of, well, it's metal, right?
Right.
It's 铁啊 it's a curling iron. 但是戴森有它的一个 trademark name for this product.、
Oh, that is the air wrap.
对 it's the Dyson Airwrap hair styler.
Oh, you sound like you should be on a commercial.
I know. They call it the hair styler. 就是因为它不仅可以 curl 你的头发它还可以做别的事情。
Such as?
Such as, well, it brushes.
Oh.
To smooth and volumize.
Volumize. Listen to that word.
对 So brush 就是梳对不对然后 smooth 就是让你的头发更加的顺滑。然后
You know, volumize. Yeah, volumize is interesting for hair because it just makes it more voluminous.
对中文我们会用蓬松这个词 I want more volume, right?、Oh. 去剪头发的时候因为 I've got really thin and flat hair, so I always tell my hairstylist, you know, I want more volume.
More volume.
对 and I'm always looking for products that give me more volume. volume.
Okay, so you need products that will help you volumize your hair or make your hair more voluminous. I could probably use those products.
对，它现在在天猫上面每天是限量的 ，so it's like doing a limited launch on Tmall. 然后每天限量几百个还是什么 ？Every single day it's sold out within the first minute.
Wow.
所以就被抢空 sold out.
Huh, that's pretty smart.
对，因为它前面 is a lot of excitement building up to this, and when it finally hit shelves.
Yeah, it's interesting how we use shelves to talk about products. So it finally hits the shelf. But when we're talking about them selling out very quickly, we say that they fly off the shelves. Like they can't stay there.
对，就那个货柜货架，虽然现在都是电商，但还是会用以前的这个比喻，是吧？
Of course. Hey, now Jenny, before you used a really good, like commercial type voice, to explain this, this product. I would also like to do that if that's okay.
好啊。
Because I'm, not that I'm looking for a new job. But, you know, Dyson people, if you're listening, with barrels to curl or wave hair and brushes to smooth or volumize, the Dyson Airwrap Hairstyler styles hair without extreme heat.
Hey, you've got a great commercial voice.
Thank you.
你有什么打点零工吗好对它这个黑科技主要就是它是 like five in one kind of thing、
oh,
上面有很多头可以换来换去、
right.
像你说那个 barrels 上面有不同的卷棒什么东西可以 wave 可以 brush 可以 smooth volumize、
right.
然后呢还有一点对我们女生最重要的就是这个 heat、mm-hmm. 非常的伤头发
right yeah it can really damage your hair
yeah
you'll always hear that on those commercials too without damaging your hair
或者 this product is for very damaged hair.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
但戴森说他这个是他不用 extreme heat, 所以是比较 mild, 比较温和的 heat. Right?
Right.
So supposedly it's better for your hair, which is why 它特别特别的贵。
Oh yeah, this is where the commercial voice doesn't really work. It's also very expensive.
哎，但是讲到贵，英语里有好多那个有意思的口语说法。
Right. Well, the one that comes to my mind is it costs a pretty penny.
Actually, I read a review or several reviews for this product in English. 然后他们都用到了这个说法。
Yeah.
他们都说，哦，这个东西虽然很不错 ，but it will cost you a pretty penny.
It's really funny because like the penny.We don't use the penny anymore. It's worthless.
Right?
right, exactly. And it's just, it's not expensive. But like you said before, the expression is just very old and just, we just like it. It costs a pretty penny. Another one we could say is it costs an arm and a leg.
Arm 就是手臂然后腿。
Right.
其实就有点像中文比喻啊 iPhone 好贵要卖肾什么的。就是你要把四肢卖掉。
I wonder what the exchange rate would be though between an arm and a leg and a kidney, an iPhone to a Dyson.
对，那刚刚两个都是口语里很常用的形容贵的说法啊。好，那我们最后来说一下一些比较广用的和头发相关的这个英语吧。前面说到戴森的这个叫 Airwrap Hairstyler, 那就是 hairstyle, 发型的意思。Styler 就是一个美发棒。
Right.
那这个 style 还可以做动词。
Yep, style your hair. I mean, keep in mind, guys, you can also say do your hair, but style, well, style is something that also is done by a stylist.
但是我自己也可以 style 我的 hair.
Right, but when you go to get your hair cut or go to get it styled, that person is a stylist.
Yeah, not the hair cutter.
The hair cutter.
Hairdresser 是可以的。
Haircut master.
好的，那那种涂在头发上的产品呢？比如说我们每天用的洗发的呀，护发的。
Oh yes, now we're into my realm of expertise, hair care products.
So your shampoo.
Shampoo, conditioner.
Conditioner, 对。然后定型的那种 style.Styling products.
Yeah, yeah.
Those would be like your...
Hairspray.
Oh, 这个叫 spray.
Hairspray, yeah.
然后 I use a 一个 mousse.
Mousse, that's volumizing, right?
你怎么知道？我真的是用一个 volumizing mousse.
Mousse is volumizing. That's the whole point of mousse.
Not always. Wow, 你真的好懂啊。所以 mousse, 英文就是 mousse.
Mousse, yeah.
然后还有 gel.
Gel, yeah.
发胶 wax.
Wax.
Pomade. 然后 dry shampoo. 哎呦，现在
so many names.
东西太多太多了。
I think I use a paste. I believe it's called a paste.
toothpaste 的那个膏了。
I use toothpaste in my hair, yes. My salary is very low, so I must use toothpaste.
又是一个黑科技。好的，那今天最后要跟大家说一下呢，就是我们的这个头发啊，第一，你不能说 Oh, I've got a lot of hairs. 不行。
Right.
因为它是不可数的。
Right, it's uncountable. I have a lot of hair.
嗯，然后如果有白头发。
Oh, yeah, this is interesting because we very, very rarely say white hair.
嗯，我现在真的so sad, 白头发都长出来了。So I've got gray hair.
Gray hair, yeah.
所以你们用的是灰这个词。
Right, exactly. Now, when you're very old and it's all white, then you can say, oh, he has a head of white hair.
Gotcha.好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。那不知道我们的听众有没有人抢到了这个 Dyson Airwrap Hairstyler? What's your experience? Come and tell us. Do you think it's worth the pretty penny? 嗯，然后我们其实以前也做过跟头发啊，然后护肤品啊，美妆相关的一些节目和推送，所以我们会把它集合在一起送给大家。你只要到我们的微信公众号回复头发啊，就能收到这一系列的推送了。好，感谢。谢谢大家的收听。那我们开言英语呢，就是每天会带给你实用的、生活化的、有趣的英语啊。因为只有这样，才能把英语学好，才能在里面找到很多的乐趣。我们的会员内容库里面有更多这样的课程，而且它都是全英语的一个输入，可以让你即使在中国也享受到一个原汁原味的英语环境。大家可以到我们的微信公众号免费试用一下，之后升级呢也非常的划算。It doesn't cost a pretty penny,
nope.
比戴森便宜多了。学习一年只要618。 Okay, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys, and don't forget to buy the Dyson Airwrap Hairstyler that styles hair without extreme heat.